Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm opposed to earmarking, and I won't use earmarks as a senator. I think that the earmarking process is really shows some of the abuse of Washington. People don't like things being stuck on unrelated bills in the dead of night by someone who doesn't have their name attached often. I think the appropriations process should go through committee, and I have said that I will advocate for Kentucky within the context of the committee process and the context of a balanced budget, two very important provisions. But that's not earmarking, and I won't do earmarking.
Sounds like Senator-elect Rand Paul is getting his message across from his election campaign. He thinks that the folks in Kentucky sent him to Washington to get rid of the pork. And I think maybe that's a good, strong message. The Republicans say they will voluntarily ban earmarks. That's kind of shaking things up in Washington a bit, because the Republicans were really the ones who did it more than the Democrats in the first place. So we'll present during this hour both sides of this discussion for you to revere and reveal and review all of those things if you like one side of the debate or the other. Pretty hard to argue in favor of earmarks, considering that it's mostly waste, fraud, pork, corruption, abuse, those things. So how did this all get started, you're wondering? It was in the GOP caucus in the Senate, as the new members came in, where the discussion was held, and the Senate, the Republicans in the Senate, have now agreed to ban earmarking. The idea of prohibiting members from designing a particular plan, and then designated funding would be found for these specific projects in their states, has been popular. That is, doing this sort of thing. But now, dumping this is popular. And so these people who describe themselves as deficit hawks, one way we've had discussions, remember the plan was presented last week, a preliminary plan submitted from the deficit council to look at all of these things. I don't remember that being primary on the list. I remember cutting the interest deduction for mortgages. That's what I remember coming out of it. But at any rate, there were a lot of ideas that came forth. The Republicans have traditionally been opposed to this sort of thing, because it is good for the patronage. It's good for all kinds of things, so they thought. But now, congressional veterans that were heretofore trying to steer funds to constituencies back home will be shut down, apparently. Even the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, who will be still a minority leader, but he held a few more people in his tent, he has been the biggest hacker, spender, porker in the Senate, and defended the earmarks, says he'll vote for the ban. Senator Majority.
These things long and
all right, well, let's go ahead. We'll listen to Senator
McConnell. Over the past few weeks, I've talked with my members. I've listened to them. Above all, I've listened to my constituents. And what I've concluded is that on the issue of congressional earmarks, as the leader of my party in the Senate, I have to lead first by example. Nearly every day that the Senate's been in session for the past 2 years, I've come down to this very spot and said that Democrats were ignoring the wishes of the American people. When it comes to earmarks, I won't be guilty of the same thing. Banning earmarks is another small but important symbolic step that we can take to show that we're serious, another step on the way to serious and sustained cuts in spending and to debt. Earlier this month, voters across the country said they are counting on Republicans to make tough decisions. They gave us a second chance. With this decision, I'm telling them that they were right to put their trust in us. This is no small thing. Old habits aren't easy to break, but sometimes they must be. And now is such a time. With a $14 trillion debt and an administration that talks about cost cutting, but then sends over a budget that triples the national debt in 10 years, and creates a massive new entitlement program, it's time for some of us in Washington to show that in every way possible that we mean what we say about spending.
Man, I think this is the first time in my life I ever agreed with this guy, who, by the way, is from the same state as Rand Paul, So there's got to be something in the air down there. These guys are reading the tea leaves. If he wants to get reelected when he runs again, I think it's in 2 years, he better be on board because Rand Paul has taken that state by storm. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on the other side of the aisle is now defending earmarks. This is, hello, flip-flop, turning these around. Listen to this. Reid, who we all know is out to lunch and has been out to lunch for a long time, told Capitol Hill reporters this week that he has, quote, an obligation to the people of Nevada. What does that mean? I'm going to give them as much pork as I can? He doesn't have any allegiance to some bureaucrat with green eye shades. What the hell does that mean? But it again, shows how to not win friends and influence people. Very interesting as to how the tables are turning. The Republicans will be able to use this against the Democrats, and if they keep it up over the next 2 years, it'll count for a lot, especially if they use it in a politically astute manner, which hopefully they will. So to recap here as we get going, and this hour, Republicans in the Senate have adopted a voluntary ban on the congressional pet projects, which have always been known as earmarks. And the Democratic leader says he will allow a vote on a binding moratorium, even though he's against it. All right, so we get more response from the various people that are involved. Earmarks, something that people really who follow politics understand completely. That's what we continue with here on the Countdown in a few moments.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
800-510-8255. You'll be able to take advantage of our talkradiocountdown.com Twitter connection and the text line, too, 646-926-DUG. We'll be monitoring your Twitter and Facebook comments as we continue our discussion of earmarks and the GOP taking the lead here. Here from ABC, John Carl has more on the ban and how this decision shows the Tea Party has already flexed its muscles.
That didn't take long. Just hours after meeting with the 13 new Republican senators, Republican leader Mitch McConnell caved on a top issue for Tea Party activists.
I'm announcing that I will join the Republican leadership in the House in support of a moratorium on earmarks in the 112th Congress.
It's a complete turnaround for McConnell, who, like most of the Republican establishment, has long defended earmarks. But for the Tea Partiers, some of whom rallied on Capitol Hill with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, earmarks are a symbol of runaway government spending.
This is insanity economics, insanity politics, and it's not representative of who we are. There will be a new sheriff in town, and this sheriff is going to listen to the American people.
But earmarks have long been a bipartisan practice. The most infamous of all, Alaska's Bridge to Nowhere, was a Republican pet project. And just last year, McConnell himself funneled $113 million for 58 projects in his home state. He even boasted about his earmarks when he ran for re-election in 2008.
I've secured millions for Northern Kentucky University.
McConnell's flip came after President Obama endorsed the earmark ban, but most Democrats in Congress want no part of it. As Democratic leader Harry Reid's spokesman put it, Senator Reid makes no apologies for delivering for the people of Nevada. Democrat Mark Udall did endorse an earmark ban on Monday, prompting a gleeful tweet from Claire McCaskill, the only other Senate Democrat who supports the ban. Hooray, McCaskill tweeted. A Democratic senator swears off earmarks and will vote to ban them. Now there's two of us in the Democratic caucus.
Tomorrow morning, the House Democrats will meet behind closed doors to elect their new leaders for the new Congress. And with absolutely no opposition of any kind, any serious opposition in sight, Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected the new minority leader.
All right, even though the Congressional Black Caucus is not supporting her, that's pretty interesting. So she'll have a thin majority if she does win the majority vote for minority leader, if you follow the drift. Meanwhile, the Republican Party says it's dedicated to cutting spending and the debt while creating private sector jobs. That's the word, sort of the between the lines here from Mitch McConnell. Let's go with Fox reporter Carl Cameron now, and an excerpt from an interview he did with senators, including Harry Reid, more about why he doesn't want the earmarks banned.
Senate Republicans showed off their newly reelected leadership team, but spent the afternoon behind closed doors debating a proposed ban on earmarks.
We have a great opportunity here to demonstrate that we are responding to what the American people clearly would like for us to do. Cut the spending, cut the debt, and get private sector job creation going again.
One day after, Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell reversed years of opposition to embrace a proposed ban on earmarks, spending items that don't go through committee and are approved without scrutiny, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid dug in, arguing against sharing congressional control of the nation's purse strings with the executive branch.
I think it's a tremendous step backwards. It just gives more power to the executive. I am not one that believes in that. I am not in favor of delegating my constitutional responsibility to the White House.
But Republicans pushed forward with a closed-door vote among GOP senators only, putting them unofficially on the record as a group. South Carolina's Jim DeMint was the main force.
And I'm real proud of our leadership. They listened to not only fellow Republicans, but of the voters.
Despite Reid's opposition, a bipartisan group of lawmakers hopes to force a procedural vote in the full Senate right away. Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn has teamed up with Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill for an amendment banning earmarks that could be attached to an unrelated food safety bill as soon as tomorrow. The pressure is now on Democrats.
And I think it's important that my party listen to the voters. We've got to listen to the voters, and that's why I think this earmark vote is so important.
Democrat Mark Udall of Colorado and former Republican presidential candidate John McCain are co-sponsoring the effort. President Obama has long backed earmark reform. Now his former rival is calling him out.
If the president supports this, then I'd like to see him send a message to the Democrats in the Senate saying, all of you vote for a moratorium for 2 years on earmarks. Yeah, let's have him put his money where his mouth is.
The amendment banning earmarks is likely to be ruled out of order Wednesday, but a procedural vote is expected that will put lawmakers on the official record.
And at the end of it all, there was one muted voice of dissent among Republicans opposed to the idea of an earmark ban from Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, but it was muted. Republicans also agreed to support a balanced budget in the Constitution for a balanced budget amendment, a hiring freeze on federal employees, to cut non-defense spending back to 08 levels. They want to oppose any new unfunded mandates or any new entitlements, and ultimately any unspent stimulus cash they want to give back, but all of it's non-binding.
800-510-8255, 21 after in the countdown.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You heard a reference there a few minutes ago to the earmark that has been proposed for Senate Bill 510, the so-called Food Safety Enhancement Act, pushed forward by the FDA. That bill is up for vote on closure. The Democrats want to shut down debate on it because they want to pass it. The Republicans aren't so sure. There's so much opposition to it. It's been back and forth three times now over the past 15 months and hasn't had enough support to pass. The FDA trying to flex its muscles, talking about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. The FDA already has the power to do all of the things that are necessary to protect the safety of your food. They just don't do it because they're a very poorly run organization. So what are we going to do now? Spend another, I think it was $1.6 billion to add people. Last time this thing was killed, because it has been back and forth and the emotions around it are high, there wasn't any money to pay for it. So in this era of let's watch what we're spending, hopefully this thing doesn't get passed, because if it does, you will never again be able to buy food the way you have been able to the last 4 or 5 years locally. It'll put the local farmer out of business. So if you want to have some impact, you might want to call your senators and do it now while you're thinking about it, or sometime during the day today, because if the vote comes up tomorrow and it gets 60 votes to get it out of closure, then it gets voted on, who knows where it goes. Although, again, because they're thinking about spending, maybe the thing gets handled intelligently, but why leave it to chance? This is your chance to exercise your right, your freedom, your connection, if you will, to the political machines by calling Senate offices both in your state and in Washington to make sure that those who are going to be voting on this know you do not support this. Because, again, I've said this, I'm in the food business. In addition to being a broadcaster, I know exactly what's in this thing. Been following it way too long, frankly. Very upsetting to see the one-size-fits-all approach that the Senator Harkin from Iowa that says, well, we'll fix the problems with the bill later. Let's just pass it. And that's about as stupid a response to anything as you can imagine. This guy, if you look at the people who contributed to his campaigns over the years, you understand why he wants to get it passed, because it's all full of the big ag conglomerates, international ag resources. There are no small farmers that are supporting this guy. It's all big agribusinesses. So think about that and spend a few moments. You're involved in the democratic process because you're a member of a democratic society. So take some action that'll be good for you. Here from CNN, John King talks earmarks in general with John Avlon, who is from the Daily Beast. Also, there's a fellow named Roland Martin in on the conversation. He's apparently some kind of commentator.
In fiscal year 2010, appropriations bills contained nearly 9,499 earmarks worth just shy of $16 billion. Now, what earmark supporters say is, well, if we don't specify where the money goes, the executive branch will still pass a big bill and they'll spend it the way they want to spend it. But it could be a step toward some reduction, yes?
Yes, and this is a step in the right direction, and Mitch McConnell deserves a lot of credit for this. He was dragging his feet, but he heard the message not only of the conservative base, but I think the vast majority of the American people who understand that there's something crooked about anonymous earmarks. And they've been sending this message for a long time, and I think it's great that he's taken this message to step forward, not only for Mitch McConnell, the Republican Party, but for the whole Congress, hopefully.
But, Roland, and this is the next test, I guess, if you'll save billions through earmarks. Many people have looked at the bigger picture of the deficit and said, okay, fine, we could cut... Mm-hmm. We got to cut some Pentagon spending. We got to cut this. The left is in screaming that you can't touch Social Security and Medicare, and the right screams saying, absolutely, don't put any revenue or tax increases on the table. What's the next big test?
Well, look, I there's no doubt that you're going to see the next step has to be discretionary spending. The left, they're not going to like that, but there's going to have to be some tightening there. You also have seen Secretary of Defense Bob Gates order not only the massive review of Pentagon contracts, but also making it clear what we simply cannot afford. He has been fighting many of the generals there who simply don't want to scale back in those areas because he sees the train that is coming. That if he doesn't do it, somebody else is going to do it. Because if you see Senator McConnell cave on this issue, you can expect to see other folks cave. But here's the one thing we must watch out for, John, and we always see it. Members of Congress start saying, oh, no, you can't cut that because that means jobs. The one thing we have to own up to, whenever they throw out jobs, that causes everybody to pause and freeze and stops them from making some necessary cuts.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
You're stuck on a treadmill. You're making minimum payments on your credit cards and you just don't get anywhere. Let's say you owe $5,000 and your rate is 21%. Of your $100 minimum payment, $87 is interest. That's why over 5 million people have called Consolidated Credit. The Freedom Quest program from Consolidated Credit will get credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest and even cut your payments by up to 50%. Get off the treadmill and get on with your life. Call Consolidated Credit. They're the freedom people. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now, 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution. Based on 2% minimum payment. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider. Maryland 149.
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, we feature a discussion in this hour of the earmark procedure policy. And what has been suggested, given the fact that the Tea Party has garnered as much support, apparently the leadership of the grand old party, in reviewing or assessing where they are, said, well, maybe we better get on this train. So we'll be taking calls on this, and Clay Cohart is, say it again, Doug, Clay Cohart is monitoring what you have to say on the various social media, so we'll get to that as well. Back to an audio clip from a television program, MSNBC's Joe Scarborough talking with Mike Barnicle. Mike Barnicle is one of the more legendary gas bags in and around Washington on the second tier television programs. He's a former Bostonian who has made sort of a career out of kissing up to sucking up to folks like Scarborough. Anyway, they are on their program speaking to Representative Paul Ryan. Ryan seems to be upbeat about the earmark decision and the possibility of compromising with the president on a lot of key issues.
First of all, we've been rough before to Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. I have. But let's tip our hat to him. Mm-hmm. It sounds
absolutely
like he's gotten the message, right?
On earmarks. Yes, the religion is here. And we're not doing earmarks in the House or in the Senate. And that's a really good improvement. So I'm excited. I was talking to some senators this morning. You know, these guys are serious about it. So they get the deal. They get the message. As Tom Coburn said, that the earmarks are the gateway drug to big spending. And we got to deal with this deal. If we can't take on the real deficit problems, you know, without doing earmarks, I mean, come on. Yeah. Earmarks are important. They're small, but they're symbolically very significant. And if you can't deal with the earmarks, then how can you deal with the big fiscal mess we have around the corner?
I think people in this country want to know, just give us a couple of areas where you think you might be able to work out a reasonable deal on fiscal issues with the Obama administration.
That's a good question. Well, first of all, on discretionary spending, I hope we can bring things back. I'd like to think that we can get caps on discretionary spending. Now, we might not set the caps where I would want them, but just getting caps on spending in the first place, just the process of putting statutory caps in place, which I've talked to the president before, and I think he's okay with this idea. That's a start in the right direction. I think there's some budget process reforms. I've long been in favor of a constitutional version of a line item veto. We've talked to the president in the past about this. I think he's okay with this as well, a constitutional version of it, mind you. So I think there's some budget process reforms, some caps on spending, and, you know, I don't think we're going to have an agreement on health care, but maybe there's some other entitlement reforms we can get an agreement on.
You know, we should have the breaking news banner running under what you just said, because this is, in my memory, the first time you've done it before, a couple of other people have done it before, getting specific about what you think can get done with the administration.
Well,
congratulations.
Let's get more specific.
Well, I want to push the fold on that stuff. I mean, I want to get stuff done.
All right, let's get things done. You want to get things done? You want to get stuff done? Of course, everybody wants to get things done, things cleaned up, if you will. 800-510-8255. Okay, here's Talko's Mandy Connell. I always take a deep breath before I listen to her. As you know, we're all about presenting both sides of the point of view, both sides of issues with the various points of view. I have, in being a student of this medium for a number of years, not often found somebody I thought was had as little to say as this lady does, but in the spirit of fair play, we present her discussing the earmark decision and how it affects the people. She's now working in Lexington, Kentucky on a radio station there, and of course that's Rand Paul country, so let's eavesdrop on her program.
One of my big fears is that these Tea Party candidates, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, other candidates who ran against the establishment, would get to Washington and instead of changing Washington would be changed themselves. This is a really big deal. And this is definitely a win for Rand Paul in the political scorekeeping that goes on in Washington, D.C. And don't think I'm not the only one that's keeping score, please. That's how Washington politics works. It's all about keeping score. This is a huge win for Rand Paul and other Republicans who want to control spending. And in all honesty, this is not going to be that big of a dent. This is a tiny drop in the bucket. You're talking about $57 billion last year out of a several trillion dollar budget. We have a trillion dollar deficit, okay? So imagine this is a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction. But this is a goodwill gesture. This is the first of what I hope many goodwill gestures are all about. Now, let's see if we can get these Republicans on board with a balanced budget amendment. Let's see if we can make that happen. I do have to give Mitch McConnell credit, though, because I think he did finally understand how angry people really are. And that at this point, the pork is less important than fixing the nation's economy. Would you prefer to see him still talking about bringing home money for parks, money for VA hospitals, money for the Bridges Project? Or are you willing to forego that so we can right the economy and then grow our way out of this recession? It's time to make some tough choices.
All right, Mandy, thank you for that thought-provoking overview of the situation. Now let's get back to the this is a grit. This will be a grit clip, I can assure you. Howie Carr, on his radio program, has a story that proves spending on the, at least the state level here in the Massachusetts budget. I live in Massachusetts much of the year, and Howie Carr does a radio program in Boston. Here we go with an example of why this should be done not only in this state, but every state, just like the federal program has to be curbed. Here's an example of statewide abuse. Listen to this.
The state is strapped with a $2 billion budget deficit, yet it's spending millions of dollars on chauffeur-driven rides to methadone clinics. An I-Team investigation found that day in and day out, chauffeur-driven livery cars make the trek to local methadone clinics with recovering heroin addicts and other drug users on board. Most of the passengers are members of MassHealth. MassHealth, it's Medicaid, the state medical plan once known as Medicaid, and it is an expensive trip when there's only one person in the passenger seat. Expensive for the taxpayers, that is, who are paying the fares. The word has got out that MassHealth is pretty much a free taxi service, said one professional driver who asked the I-Team to hide his identity. Why would you want to use your own gas in your own car when you can just call MassHealth and get a luxury ride to Boston in a Lincoln Town Car, said the driver who used to work for a livery service that contracts with the state. I found myself doing taxi work, basically picking up people and shuttling them down to Canal Street in a luxury vehicle, the driver said. I've done as many as five or six trips in 1 week, and I'm just one person. Making the daily trips to methadone clinics is a huge cost to MassHealth, a program that is the single biggest account in the state budget. In the last 2 years, more than $71 million were spent driving MassHealth members to medical appointments. And the I-team has learned that in the last year, in the four regions of Massachusetts, the state spent an estimated $1.4 million just on rides to and from methadone clinics. So they're putting junkies in limos. Junkies in limos. You know, when the Rolling Stones were doing drugs, at least they were all riding around together. And they were making millions of dollars. Now, you're an illegal alien on heroin. You're going to get a free ride to the clinic.
There you go. That certainly is food for thought, isn't it, huh? How about your state? How about the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in your state? Is it time to adopt the same attitude? It's well beyond time, as far as I'm concerned, for the reasons that Howie Carr just explained. $2 billion just in one state. Multiply that times 50, there's another $100 billion. Where does it come from? Comes from you, comes from me. Look at your pay stub and see how much money you're paying in state taxes and in federal taxes and in local taxes. And then you decide whether you think the money is being well spent. 800-510-8255. The overall focus here, though, is on the Republicans in both the Senate and the House, now forsworn earmarks as they eye large spending cuts in the coming year. And they may not be able to get everything that they want, but because they won't control the Senate, but it'll be a good time watching the people on various sides squirm about projects that will help, if funded, get them reelected. Time for them to stop using your money to get reelected. That's really what earmarks are all about, frankly. We're talking about bringing home the jobs to whatever. Come on. You go back and say, hey, I voted for this, and I get this money, and I did that, and so you better vote for me. 800-510-8255. Your calls and comments up next here on The Countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for many years. Did you know in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255. All right, you ready for the calls on earmarks and the banning thereof? Is that good English? That's close enough. Here's Calvin calling the countdown from North Carolina with a comment.
You know, interestingly enough, I'm an independent, but here in North Carolina,
over the last 10 years, the interstate highways that run through where I'm at here in Winston-Salem to Charlotte to Raleigh have all dramatically been improved, and I believe they were specifically related to earmarks of the now-deceased Senator Jesse Helms, who politically I disagreed with quite a bit, but in terms of his seniority and his obviously his power during the time that he was in the Senate, I'm sure that some of his earmarking contributed to the dramatic improvement to our interstate highway system here in North Carolina and in our triad area specifically. So I think that it's a benefit as long as us as voting citizens are informed of what our representatives are supporting, you know, different committees that they may be chairman of, and I think it's their responsibility to look out for their constituents. So I hope that this moratorium is only a temporary one.
Isn't that interesting? Let's keep it up. Keep waste your money. People, it's really interesting how people have these different ideas. The question would come on whether or not these things were necessary or just a good way to extract more money and run it through the funnel. 800-510-8255. All right, let's focus on Kentucky because Tim calls in from there. That's the state where Mitch McConnell is a senator and Rand Paul is the newly elected senator.
Yes, he was talking about Mitch McConnell. He escaped a narrow victory in his last election. And from that point on, when the Rand Paul thing came about, he finally saw the writing on the wall. Now you got John Boehner's going to ride commercial. And just like you said, these are little small drops in the bucket to the national debt and everything. But people finally got tired enough, and we're going to gather up enough drops until we get a bucket. And that's the whole point. And if they don't do it, we're going to fire them and get another set until we get the right set. That's the whole point of the Tea Party. See, I haven't voted since Ross Perot, and that's my fault. But, hey, I'm wide awake, and there's millions of us just like me that woke up. And, you know, we've got to live under a budget under our roof. And I hate to use this term, but by G, they got to live under a budget under that roof. That's what's going to happen.
All right, Tim. Politicians finally seeing the light. I must say I'm a little bit taken back by the fact that you haven't voted for a long time. That was the 1992 election, wasn't it? When Perot ran, I think that was it. Okay. 800-510-8255. Here's something else to chew on as you're thinking about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. 42 million Americans are using the food stamp program. Hunger addressed by food stamps, but apparently the Department of Agriculture starting to track what the money is actually used for. Instead of feeding families, the food stamps have been used for all kinds of other crazy things, buying television sets, taking rides in limos, buying things that are not food-oriented. So how much of your dough that you put in the food stamp, 10 million more people in our country are on food stamps than a year ago. That's got to tell you something overall about this gigantic mess that we are in financially. Woof. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And you can use our text line 646-926-DOUG. We'll see what Clay is finding out from you in our Twitter account as well. Though Joe calls in from Maryland with a thought on earmarks.
My contention is that one earmark or 1,000 earmarks, they all impact the general population, everybody. Me, you, my brother, my sister, everyone in the general population, because if earmarks take away funds or money from the general coffers that could be used for the betterment of society. So whether it's an earmark for wheat or corn or soybeans or for teachers or highways in West Virginia, earmarks, I feel, negatively impact the general population. I'm in Maryland, but I go through West Virginia all the time. Typical example there, Senator Byrd, who spent 50-plus years in the Senate, took care of West Virginia, and I can drive through that state, Autobahn highways, 70 miles an hour, and not see a car.
to me, that's those are earmarks for highways, for the development of the infrastructure there in West Virginia, which, by the way, is a great state. But to me, it does not benefit the general population. If anything, detracts from the support of the general population.
All right, sir, you have the right idea, I think. Yep, Bob Byrd was one of the poster boys, Ian Strom Thurmond, some of these other old-time hacks that were in way too long, that had their own way and their arrogance. They could have, if they'd have lived, gone to work for the TSA, I suppose, and played or applied their arrogance there a little bit. There are a lot of comments coming in various forms, and we'll get at those comments along with some more of your calls. 800-510-8255. The politicians say they want to work to help you reform government, or help reform government, period. 51 after the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. With your thoughts, your calls, your comments, 800-510-8255. Let's take a ride here with Sally, who's listening in San Diego, California, to the Countdown. Sally, you're now on live on the Countdown.
Yes, you have it. This is a wonderful show because it's actually expressing the views of people all over the country. I saw the Charlie Rose show tonight with Alan Simpson and
the debt reduction. He was former senator and now is co-chair of that debt reduction group. Yep. What do you have to say?
Exactly. Well, he said that the earmarks were what they call bringing home the bacon, so they could get elected by the constituents of the next the next term time around, and they were just that. It was the money to get them reelected again.
Yeah. So you learned something you didn't know. Was that it by watching the Charlie Rose thing?
Oh, it's terrific. It really, that's worthwhile watching that whole program, the whole show, because what they're doing is taking the money away from the people again.
Right. Yep.
Instead of digging, in the hole, you stop digging, stop spending it.
Yeah, well, that's something we should have woken up to a long time ago. I guess that time is of the essence right now, and so it's good that you and others are learning more about how the system works. Thank you for your call. Carl calls from Alexandria, Louisiana, with a review of what's going on in terms of earmarks and spending. Go ahead, Carl. You're on the air now.
Yes. Good,
Morning.
Good afternoon.
We'll do a morning, afternoon, evening, whatever you want to, whatever fits.
It's a waste of money. I work for the government.
What's a waste of money, Carl?
The earmarks, yeah. And pork barrel spending, et cetera, however you want to look at it. I mean, I can go to the store and buy a hose for $5, but because I am, quote, knows such and such in a high place, that same hose that I can get for $5, they're contracting with the government and getting paid $15 for the hose.
Right. It's the old $52 hammer, like the Army. You know, one of the things that's encouraging about this this discussion, which is sort of dovetail the debt commission and what these people are saying about earmarks, is there's going to be a complete overhaul of the way the Pentagon works. And actually, there ought to be an overhaul about, you know, looking at the budget process. The whole government doesn't do zero-based budgeting. If you have a business, you start from scratch every year. Any big business, small business, the budgets you have to take from zero and build from there. No, not in the government. They just keep adding on to whatever it was you spent last year. So if you spent $100 million last year and there's a 3% raise, you get $103 million this year. It's the craziest thing anybody ever heard of. Makes no sense and is fraught and rot with all kinds of disastrous consequences. Just keep spending. There are plenty of people that will tell you stories. They work in various departments of the federal government. They get to the end of the year, and there's X amount of dollars left, and the people that run the department say, we better spend this because otherwise we won't get it back next year.
You're exactly correct. And what makes it bad for everyone is that spending is going on in places that it probably needs to cease.
Of course it does.
And
programs that need to be
areas. You know,
and the Pentagon is the biggest culprit here, the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the bidding process. So what I started to say, thank heavens they're going to look at all these bids and all of the contracts and all the ways they do business with their pals. How many people do you know who were in the service for 25, 30 years, went to work as a quote-unquote consultant for some big military complex or big contractor? It's all a grease deal. It's inside politics, inside government, insider trading, if you will, on this scale. It's just disgusting how
the only way that it's going to be controlled, if like the other caller said, if they propose what they're going to do with this money and based upon public opinion determine whether this is a resourceful project or this is just a waste of money,
right,
and move forward from that project, the country would be in a lot better shape instead of quote, buddy, friend,
yeah,
relative, neighbor,
right,
type.
Take care of your pals.
Which is killing us. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. Thank you, sir, for your call. Clay Coat, what are you getting from our Twitter listeners?
I got a few comments here. One listener, Patrick Odin, says, I support eliminating earmarks in order to make it harder for corrupt representatives and senators to get themselves reelected. P. Will Coxon says, frankly, who gives a damn about earmarks? Stop Obamacare. That'll help lower the rising national debt. And then Bison Rancher 68 says, going after earmarks is a huge PR campaign by the GOP, but it's only 0.3% of the budget. How about cutting the war machine down from $895 billion, you idiots?
Talk Radio Countdown Show wants to acknowledge the following sources: Fox, C-SPAN, CNN, CBS, NBC, The Jim Sharp Show, Steve Courtney Program, Mark and Dave, Mindy Connell, and Howie Carr. The Countdown is written by Jeff Clothey, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here for this hour of the Talk Countdown.